Our gospel lesson is found in the gospel according to Matthew, the 18th chapter, beginning at verse 21. Then Peter came and said to him, "Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "Not seven times, but I tell you 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, his lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, 'Pay what you owe.' Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. A number of years ago, I was in a group of people, and we would gather every week to pray. On this particular day, we had decided that we were going to simply bless God. We weren't going to ask God for anything. We weren't going to try to speak on anything about what we wanted or anything like that. We were simply going to bless God. And so we decided that as we came together, we were going to start our prayers with, "Lord, you are. Lord, you are good. Lord, you are kind. Lord, you are compassionate. Lord, you are merciful. Lord, you are." At first, the prayer, one after another, came slowly as one person here and one person there began to speak. And then all of a sudden, it started to build as words just kind of rolled off people's lips and tongues. And one after the next said, "Lord, you are, Lord, you are, Lord, you are." And it just crescendoed to this point. And then little by little, it started to recede again. And we were all left standing in the presence of God in this sweet moment of silence. It was a beautiful thing to be a part of. There's something moving about simply pondering the goodness of God. The psalmist of today's lesson knows just how wonderful it is as everything within him praises the Lord. He praises God for being merciful, kind, and gracious, one who does not hold grudges or repay evil with evil, one who restores and heals and redeems, one who is just and righteous, one who forgives and forgives and forgives again, not holding our past against us, but wiping our slate clean. This is God. And all of that is wrapped up in love, because that is the essence of who God is. God is love. The scripture says that while we were sinners, Christ died for us, so that through his sacrifice, we would be forgiven and made alive in him. That is love. That's forgiving love. So many people hear those words, and for them it is just words. Words they believe can't or won't or don't apply to them. They wonder, how can this be? Doesn't God know who I am? Doesn't God know what I've done? However, it is because God knows all about us that God made a way for us when there seemed to be none, not in spite of ourselves, but because of who we are. There's this wonderful story about a young man named Tommy Scott. He's in California. He is a walking testimony of the power of God's forgiveness to change lives. He was a member of one of Los Angeles' most notorious gangs. He actually was raised in that culture, as his father was a founding member of the gang that he belonged in. His life was steeped in chaos and violence, drugs, and death. And that lifestyle began to take a toll on him more and more and more as he became depressed and suicidal, thinking about all of the things that he had done and where his life was at. And he then began to feel more and more worthless and hated himself. He tells a story of one day he's in prison and a local church comes to the prison to lead Bible study with the inmates. On this particular day, he decided to go. And so he's sitting in this Bible study, and the pastor speaks about the forgiveness of God and how Jesus has taken on the sins of everyone. At the end of the study, the pastor invited those present to surrender their lives to Christ. Tommy did just that. And he says, from that moment on, he was changed. He felt clean in a way he had never felt before. And he was overcome with love and peace that he knew didn't come from him. He went back to his cell and told the other prisoners what had happened to him because he just thought this was a miracle. It was just so amazing. And some of them poo-pooed it. They're like, it's just a thing. It won't last. But Tommy said on that day, he became a new creation. The old had gone, the new had come, and that was the beginning of a new life for him. From that moment on, he has been living this life of forgiving love. And today, he is an evangelist in his church. And has devoted his life to sharing the story of Christ with others in hopes that their lives too might change. Evangelist Scott's story is not an exception. He is an example of the way God's forgiving love changes lives. God knows that change is possible. That situations are able to turn around. That lives are redeemable. No one is expendable. And often it begins with forgiveness. God has set that example for us through the willing sacrifice of his Son, and he invites us to forgive. As we have been forgiven. However, it seems to me that next to loving our neighbor, forgiving each other is the hardest thing Jesus expects us to do. We struggle with forgiveness. Sometimes because we don't think the person that wants to be forgiven is able to change. I mean, what's the point of forgiving if they're going to do it again? Sometimes we struggle with forgiveness because we just don't think forgiving them is right or fair or just. Other times we don't forgive because we're hurt. And part of us just doesn't want to or maybe can't forgive. Not yet, anyway. That's why the number of times we should forgive doesn't really matter. When Peter asked Jesus, how many times should he forgive? Jesus' answer is more about why we should forgive than how many, how often. We forgive each other because we know who God is. And everything in us praises God because of it. Like the man in Jesus' story, we have been forgiven everything by God. We have been forgiven everything through Christ, who took all of our sins upon himself, not because we're worthy or we're deserving or we're such good people, but because we are loved by our Father. And in exchange for this gift of grace, the Lord doesn't say to any of us, okay, I'm going to put you on a payment plan so that you can repay me for saving your life. The Lord doesn't say to any of us, you owe me, and one day I'm going to come to collect. No, because of Christ, our debt is forgiven. Our slate is wiped clean. There is no red in our ledger. And all that is expected from us is that we pay it forward, that we forgive as we have been forgiven. To do any less is to lose out on the blessings that comes from living a life of forgiving love. I'm reminded of what the writer Malachi McCourt said. He said, resentment is like taking poison and waiting for the other person to die. Ultimately, we are the ones who lose out when we hold on to resentment and are unwilling to forgive. That's really what it's all about, isn't it? Living a life of forgiving love. My brothers and sisters, may you and I bask in it. It is such a gift from God. But may we also embody it. May we be forgiving people. People who are willing to forgive each other. To live it out, to share it. And to be in the midst of it with each other each and every day. Always. For the rest of our lives. Amen. Amen. Precious Lord, commit to our minds and hearts your desire that we live together in loving and forgiving ways. May we walk in your light and live your truth today and always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.